This week on Vaticano, meet Carlo Acutis, a teenager who loved coding, played PlayStation, and lived with a burning love for the Eucharist. His mother, Antonia, shares how his quiet holiness led her back to the faith. And walk with us through the parish, streets, school, and hospital where Carlo lived, prayed, and offered his final suffering to God. For this and more, Vaticano starts now. Meet Carlo Acutis, the Church's first millennial saint. Starting in Rome and the Vatican, we follow Carlo's footsteps by traveling to Milan, Italy, Carlo's hometown. EWTN News Rome correspondent Courtney Mares shows us the way.
Hi, I'm Courtney Mares, a journalist with EWTN News and author of the book Carlo Acutis, A Saint in Sneakers. I'm happy to join you today from Carlo's hometown of Milan, Italy. Carlo has inspired my work in the world of journalism and media. And my hope is that in this video, you too will be inspired by Carlo's witness of what holiness can look like in the 21st century.
Although to tourists, the Duomo of Milan is just an iconic attraction, to Carlo, it was his cathedral. Construction began in 1386 and took nearly 9 centuries to complete. Napoleon commissioned the facade while occupying Italy in the 19th century, and gargoyles and statues of saints were added over time, with still room for more in today's age. Here they celebrate Mass in the Ambrosian Rite, instituted by St. Ambrose himself, which is local only to Milan. This is the same liturgy that Carlo would have attended. But where did Carlo attend Mass? For that, we'll make our way to Carlo's neighborhood. Carlo lived in the area west of the Duomo called Zona Magenta, a picturesque part of Milan that's tucked away but filled with iconic sights.
We have arrived at the Church of Santa Maria Secreta, where Carlo Acutis attended daily Mass and grew in his love and devotion for the Holy Eucharist. One of Carlo's favorite phrases was, "The Eucharist is my highway to heaven." And this phrase really sums up the centrality of the Eucharist in Carlo's spiritual life. When Carlo received his first communion at the age of 7 years old, he told his parents that he wanted to always be united to Jesus in the Eucharist. And he accomplished that by attending Mass as often as he could.
Inside the 16th century church, the pastor, Don Maurizio Corbetta, offers a pilgrim experience where he shows the very spot where Carlo used to sit and pray in front of the tabernacle. The church has a side chapel holding a relic of Carlo's heart for pilgrims to venerate.
Here's the third phrase, not me, but God. What do I tell the young people? Carlo is a friend of God, so it's a good idea to have friends who are friends of God. Because when we have something to ask, we can turn to Carlo and say, "Here, bring these requests before Jesus for us."
Across the piazza, we find Carlo's elementary school. This location represents a place where his faith, talents, and education all intersect. As a child, he developed a sense that every person is born an original made by God. The sisters who taught Carlo in class witnessed this firsthand.
Each of us is truly original. So what is your originality? Just as Carlo discovered the Eucharist as the source to understand his own, and through that developed an inner dialogue with Jesus, he could ask him, "Where should I go? How can I be original?" And that becomes a way to make holiness accessible to everyone, to me, to you, to all of us.
I didn't realize he was a saint when he was a boy, a little pupil in my school. And this is interesting because we must know that God doesn't ask to us to be like Carlo Acutis. He asks us to be like we are. We have to think of ourselves and see what is the beautiful project that God has upon us. This is the message of Carlo.
Speaking with people who knew Carlo personally adds life to any walking tour. This is Rajesh, who worked for the Acutis family. Carlo inspired Rajesh to convert from Hinduism to Catholicism. They shared many memories together.
Each and every corner of this garden, after coming to fetch Carlo, after his classes are over, I used to bring Carlo here, and we used to play together. Little by little, when he was growing up, Carlo was always talking about the miracles that happens. He wanted to just share this message of Eucharist miracles.
As the church's newest saint, Carlo is an example to young people that true happiness is found when you put God first.
Thank you for joining us on this walking pilgrimage in the footsteps of Carlo Acutis. If you want to learn more, download the EWTN Travel Jubilee app today.
A lot of parents blame themselves if their children leave the faith. With you, Carlo saved you.
Yes.
Can you tell us how he saved you?
Carlo was really the mean that God used to make me understand that Jesus is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. So the way he spoke, the way he spoke about the Eucharist, that really Jesus is present in the Blessed Sacrament, that is his real presence.
He also loved the poor and kids who were picked on. Tell us about that.
Carlo couldn't remain indifferent to this poorness. Huh? And he started to buy sleeping bags, blankets, to bring meals to these people. He was 9 years old when he started to organize himself like a charitas, domestic charitas.
I'm sure a lot of people congratulate you now. I mean, your son is going to be canonized. I mean, your son's a saint. Do you find yourself ever wishing this had not ever happened? Is it hard to struggle with the joy mixed with the sorrow of losing him so young?
The fact that now he's canonized, I'm not surprised because few months after he died, he told me, "Mama, I will in my dreams." He appeared to me in my dreams, and he said, "Mama, I will be beatified, and then I will be canonized."
You pray to your son?
Yes, of course, I asked Carlo to help me, to intercede me, and but I have also a very direct, prayers to God always. Huh? Mm. Oh God, and I always remind Carlo, please God, oh, yeah. I pray very much God and the Virgin Mary, especially yeah. Jesus.
For me, it's... So Carlo's a saint and he's also a teenage kid. What was his favorite video game?
But he loved very much video games.
He did. Yeah.
PlayStation. When he was 8 years old.
He had a PlayStation, yeah?
Yes. They gave us, Carlo, a PlayStation as a gift, an aunt. And but Carlo had written in the newspaper, he knew very well English because my mother-in-law is half English. And he wrote that in the United States, a lot of young people were in the clinic, in the hospital, because they had addicting of using too much these
video games.
Yeah. And so he said, no, I mean, I don't want to, I will use maximum 1 hour per week. And he maintained always this goal. Huh?
When our kids suffer, and this is an unfortunate reality, that's when you see the full greatness of their souls.
His illness lasted 7 days, more or less.
Huh? Wow.
And when once he woke up and he couldn't move, and so we we decided to take him to the hospital. The doctor advised us to take him on the hospital. And during the driving to the hospital, he told us, I won't come out alive from this hospital. I will give you many signs. During the illness, always with a smile, never complaining, say, when the doctor were asking him, are you suffering? He used to say, there are people that are suffering much more than I, always with a smile. And really, he died as a saint.
What a lot of grace that kid had.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Do you have any last word? I'm thinking of parents who lost a child, who don't have the consolation of their child being canonized a saint.
Yeah.
What would you say to that mom or dad who's maybe watching us?
They don't have to be afraid, because surely this child are with God and are, you know, very, very, you know, God cares very much about all each one of us, each creature. So it's not that somebody is canonized, so it's important, the other one is less important.
Mr. Koutis, thank you so much
for this
time. It's a serious gift.
Thank you.
Yeah, praise God.
Up next, how a young saint turns suffering into love inside the hospital where Carlo Acutis gave his final yes to God. Carlo Acutis died on October the 12th, 2006, at the St. Gerardo Hospital in Monza, a few miles away from Milan, a hospital with a long history and deep tradition, a hospital of saints, as the chaplain, Father Riccardo Brena, told EWTN News. Founded by St. Gerardo in the year 1174, it has been the place of saints because it was here that the parents of St. Therese of the Child Jesus, Louis and Marie Zélie Guérin Martin, performed their first miracle, which led to their beatification. This hospital also saw the birth of St. Gianna Beretta Mola's four children. St. Gianna was the first canonized saint after St. Charles Borromeo in the Diocese of Milan. And most recently, in 2006, the future saint, Carlo Acutis, lived out his last days here.
Però Carlo ci insegna una cosa.
Carlo teaches us one thing. He teaches us that when suffering comes, there is a position in life that can help us to welcome it, and at least accept it. Because welcoming and accepting suffering means, for a Catholic, to unite it with the cross of Jesus. And when you have the crucifix, you are in pain, as Jesus was in pain for you, to save you. That cross becomes lighter and less heavy because it is offered to the cross of Jesus.
Quella croce diventa più leggera e meno pesante perché è offerta alla croce di Gesù.
Father Riccardo Brena became the hospital chaplain in 2022, but in a short time he understood how the memory of Carlo Acutis was alive and present in this place, and especially how the example of the future saint is an inspiration to many patients.
Carlo ha accolto.
Carlo welcomed this moment of his pain and suffering, as if he was ready for this passage into a greater life than the one he was leaving. It is as if he had divested himself of his youth in order to offer it to the Lord. And this offering was noticed by the doctors and nurses. As a boy who did not complain about his pain, who did not complain about anything that was happening to him, but who had brought it upon himself to see it as a fulfillment of his life.
Carlo Acutis passed by very quickly here at St. Gerardo. He was a very bright star, but a meteor. This is the recollection of Dr. Claudio Cogliati, president of the hospital, who traces the hospitalization of Carlo Acutis. With the help of his staff, he continues to keep the memory of the future saint burning. At the same time, he keeps reminding us of what the purpose of the healthcare staff is at St. Gerardo Hospital in Monza.
Credo che quello che
I think what we must give is not to make people lose hope. That is, hope must never die. And even if we can't manage to treat the patient to the end, we have to give our best care. But hope must never die, even for those kids who don't make it.
Nicola Gori, you are the postulator for Kaluakutis. Can you tell us a little bit what you have learned from this soon-to-be saint, very young saint, for your own life?
When I took up the cause of Kaluakutis, I must say that I was immediately fascinated by the brevity of his life and the intensity of his spirituality, his experience with God. He is able not only to transmit, but also to engage his peers in this adventure, let's say, towards God, in this search for the divine, in the search for the supernatural. Carlo has traced a path for everyone, but particularly for his peers, because he is a pioneer.
You mentioned his spirituality. How would you define this in a few sentences?
So, the essence of Carlo's spirituality is the Eucharist and devotion to the Virgin Mary. These are the two pillars of Carlo. Carlo lived as a soul in love with the Eucharist. So his entire life was centered around the Eucharist, participation in Mass, Eucharistic adoration, and then making Jesus known to others, bringing the message of Jesus to others. The Virgin Mary was for him, as he often repeated, the only woman in his life, and he did not want to miss the date, as they say, by reciting the Rosary. For him, reciting the Rosary was about speaking with Mary every day in the ordinary moments of life.
But he's also famous to bring the spirituality out into online, into the World Wide Web, and to let others participate on it.
Sappiamo che era un genio del computer.
We know that he was a computer genius, studying from university textbooks, despite being only in middle school. From a technical standpoint, he would have become an engineer. But what did he do with this? He put his talent at the service of his faith. He created the website for his parish in Milan, and he created the website for the Cultorum Martyrum, the Pontifical Academy. And then he managed to create that famous exhibition of Eucharistic miracles, which traveled around the world.
On the one hand, it's beautiful that we have so many documents, images, videos of him, and testimonies also of him. And at the same time, there's so much to look at, no? Because you have to look at everything that he wrote, everything that he recorded, if it's in line with sainthood.
Certamente, sappiamo che durante il processo diocesano a Milano hanno due periti.
Certainly, we know that during the diocesan process in Milan, two computer experts analyzed his computer, everything he viewed and everything he had on it. They found that there was nothing unusual. Everything was focused on the search for the good. He would visit websites to deepen his knowledge, whether looking for photos of operatic music or researching exhibitions about the Virgin Mary or figures of holiness. So he used the web in a clean, honest way. And as a result, he is a witness who tells everyone it is indeed possible to use the internet for good purposes.
Che dice a tutti si può usare effettivamente internet a fin di bene.
He was very focused on the Eucharist, on praying the Rosary, a devotion to Mary. At the same time, he seems also to have been a very normal child, a very normal teenager. My son loves the image of Kaluakutis costumed as Spider-Man.
Sì, effettivamente era un giovane come gli altri, identico.
Yes, indeed. He was a young man like any other, identical. He loved to play, he loved to have fun, and he would go out with his friends. He loved animals, had many cats, and would make videos with them, inventing stories, and he would dress up as superheroes, just like superheroes. But in all of this, he would always incorporate his faith. So he was a boy who played soccer, liked to take trips to the countryside, enjoyed being in nature, loved swimming, and in the summer he would go to Assisi and help the lifeguards clean the pools. He was a boy like all others. But he had this extra something, this secret within him, which was his friendship with Jesus.
Come tutti gli altri, però c'aveva questa marcia in più, questo segreto dentro di sé, che era l'amicizia con Gesù.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up, meet the young people inspired by Kaluakutis, spreading the gospel with smartphones, creativity, and joy.
Thank you.
In the heart of Milan, near the Navigli canals, a group of young people has chosen to live together with one goal: to help each other become saints. Their community, called Fraternita, Living for God, is inspired by the legacy of Carlo Acutis and based at the parish of San Gotardo al Corso. The spark that lit this journey came during Carlo's beatification. Father Alberto Ravagnani, a young priest and communicator, brought a small group of teens to witness the ceremony, and something shifted.
Per me Carlo Acutis è importante.
For me, Carlo Acutis is important because when he was beatified, I had this feeling a few days beforehand that I needed to go and go with the young people. Why? Because they were his peers. At the time, Alessio, Jacopo and Federico were kids from my parish youth group. They were the same age as Carlo when he died. I felt that his witness and life could inspire them. I believe something truly happened there, because in the face of his testimony, they changed. They came home different, began living differently, and that's how Fraternita was born, from the friendship between the three of them and me.
A partire dall'amicizia fra loro tre con me.
Carlo has always been our point of reference, seeing a young person who lived this faith so deeply, so seriously, who took this path with such sincerity at such a young age. It's deeply inspiring.
Ed era così giovane.
Carlo did something extremely simple, yet incredibly powerful. And that made me think, I can do that too. I can be myself today. I can be my version of Carlo today, in a simple and authentic way.
In the heart of Milan, Alessio, Jacopo, Federico, and four other young men share daily life with Father Alberto Ravagnani in a community inspired by Carlo Acutis. Their days are simple but purposeful, marked by prayer, study, shared meals, and conversations about faith and vocation. While pursuing university degrees, they also study theology and develop their personal talents in music, writing, or digital media.
Allora, ci svegliamo la mattina, preghiamo.
We wake up in the morning, we pray, and then we have breakfast. After that, activities begin. That means if someone has to go to school, they go. Otherwise, we work. Our work is for Fraternita, organizing events, communication, community engagements, and developing projects, either our own or in collaboration with others.
Carlo Acutis' presence is felt everywhere, and not just in spirit, but literally. A large portrait of him, a gift from his mother Antonia, greets visitors at the entrance of the apartment. It's a daily reminder to the boys, sainthood isn't some distant ideal. It can be lived right here, right now, in the ordinary moments of everyday life.
Carlo Acutis,
for me, Carlo Acutis is proof that sainthood is possible, and that being holy doesn't mean being perfect. Holiness is within reach. I believe Carlo helps to redefine what holiness means.
Just like Carlo used the internet to spread the faith in the early 2000s, the young men of Fraternita are doing the same today, with smartphones, cameras, and social platforms. Social media isn't just a side project, it's their mission field.
Il mondo è anche virtuale.
The world is also virtual. People live in the digital space too, and they have social networks. These platforms connect people and become places where values and sometimes harmful ideas are exchanged. That's why the presence of the church and the witness of Christians in those spaces is important, not only to share the gospel and the perspective of faith, but above all, to create relationships. I believe social media gives us a chance to reach people and draw closer to their lives.
Social media is the space of today, and we realize that we carry a message, maybe one of the most beautiful and powerful messages there is. We need to know how to communicate it well in a world where that skill is essential, especially in a context where the church sometimes struggles to share the gospel in a way that's both credible and compelling.
The
The Fraternita community is looking forward to the canonization of Carlo Acutis, a moment they've long awaited. For them, it's not just an event, it's a tribute to the one who showed them that holiness is real.